angel. Hi, love. Welcome to Giving Hell. I am your host, Helly. Giving Hell is your safe space to be a hot mess of a human while connecting to your higher self. We talk all about manifesting health, wealth, and self-love. So if that's something that you're interested in, go ahead and subscribe. If you know somebody who might be interested, share it with them. Spread the word. Get this podcast out there. I would love for everybody to hear. So I've been gone for a little bit. Just a little bit. Just like a whole month and a half, or maybe longer. I honestly have no idea. I think my last episode was May 17th. And that is just way too long. I apologize, but let me just tell you, I needed a break. And I appreciate you guys so much for allowing me that little moment until you guys were like, all right, get back to it. We need you. We miss you. And here I am. I'm back. I'm back for good. I want to talk a little bit about like why I even needed a break in the first place. And honestly, it is because I go through this all the time, but I'm just having like an identity crisis. The way that I am online is extremely filtered. It is not a representation of how much of a hot mess that I actually am, okay? Like, I don't know. I put myself in this box so that I can please a large audience, especially since TikTok, you know how those comments get. Like, everybody has a problem with everything, so you really don't have room to just be yourself anymore because everybody expects you to be and live your life how they would. And if you're not living your life the way that they want you to, they will let you know. And I will be the first to admit that comments will get to you. They absolutely will. So I needed a moment to reevaluate, rediscover who I actually am, and allow myself to just be myself. You know what I mean? Like, no more filtering myself. I'm gonna say exactly what I wanna say. It's gonna be a little bit more vulgar than some of my previous episodes, but I have to just be true to myself. If you don't like it, I can't really help you there. I mean, there's like so many podcasts you could listen to, but this one is giving hell. And with that being said, I'm very excited for you guys to get to know me, because the person that I am, I'm very straightforward. I'm very opinionated. I feel how I feel, and it's kind of hard to sway my opinion. I will admit when I am wrong. I have been a dumb bitch from time to time. I have been a mega dumb bitch from time to time. It's a part of being human. I am okay with being human. I am okay with some of my toxic traits. I am working on them. I will never reach perfection. I don't want to reach perfection. I want to just enjoy my life. And I invite you to enjoy your life as well by doing exactly what you want to do. As long as it's not harming people intentionally, as long as you're not intentionally harming people. It's kind of impossible to go through life and not harm anybody. You know what I mean? Like, humans just have a tendency to like fuck some shit up and maybe potentially hurt others. But as long as you are not intentionally hurting others, and as long as when you do hurt somebody, you take accountability for it. You know what I mean? If somebody comes to you and says, listen, that was kind of fucked up, you have to be strong enough to say, yeah, that was kind of fucked up and I do apologize. Like, that was not my intention, but the impact that it had on you, I apologize. I don't know why I'm going on this tangent. I'm just here to say, listen, welcome to my life. It's a hot ass mess. If you want to join me, fucking subscribe. If you're not interested in it, then see your way out. Anyway, what have I been doing while I've been gone? Let's talk about that. So I have not been working on this podcast. No, I have not. I have not put any thought into it. I literally stepped away and absolutely stepped away. That was repetitive. I completely disassociated from this podcast. I didn't even think about it. Nothing about it. But what I did do was I traveled again. I went to LA again for this project, this little secret project that I can't freaking tell you. Honestly, I think that's another reason why I'm just like so frustrated, is because I can't even include you guys in on one of the biggest projects, biggest life-changing moments. Like, literally, so sad. I guess I'll tell you as much as I can. So I am actually getting into production. Like TV, like streaming, visual, what do we even call it anymore? It's not TV, it's not like movies. It's like, you know, like what is Netflix? Like, what is Netflix? Like, what is it? It's not TV, streaming services, visual streaming services. Yeah, I'm entering in the realm of production for those types of things. It has been such an experience. It's honestly, like, it vibes with me. Like, I just do very well in that environment of, like, entertainment where things are constantly changing and there's always something new to learn. There's always something new to research. Specifically, I do research for these production pieces, whatever they're called. We're gonna call them streaming services. I do research for, or not services, see, no fucking clue. But I am I'm a research producer. Let's just say that, okay? And I'm enjoying the fuck out of it. Sometimes I feel like I'm not doing it right because it's just, like, so natural for me that I'm like, there has to be some type of challenge here. But there is no challenge. It is me doing what I love, which is being a fucking secret FBI detective and finding all of these, like, online things. Like, if you need somebody to be stalked, if you want me to stalk an ex or a boyfriend or find out information on them, let me know their first and last name. I'll get to the bottom of it. I will get to the bottom of it. And so I'm doing that. I'm doing what I love. I promise you, all of these blessings came into my lap because I finally chose myself and stepped away from my last relationship. I know that a lot of you guys found me because I was saying, how do you manifest a soulmate? How do you manifest a boyfriend? And I taught you guys how to manifest a relationship into your life. Well, that was just a little temporary soulmate for me because I had to skedaddle. I know I've spoken about it, but I don't think I've really told the story. And I think I'm ready to, you guys. Like, I've taken enough time to reflect and I'm never fully healed, but I'm doing better. So I'm ready to open up. You guys, I feel like we're getting closer. Like, I'm not the type of person that opens up very well or very easily or very quickly. It takes me a while, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to let you guys in on a little bit more of a vulnerable piece of my life. Are you ready? So I guess before I start talking about the end of the relationship, I should talk about the relationship in general. So I met, let's call him Tyler. Ew, disgusting, horrible name. But sorry if your name is Tyler. I didn't mean to offend. But okay, so me and Tyler, we met because I was dancing, you know, as I did for work. And we ended up hitting it off, whatever, and he came home with me, and we had, you know what I mean, adult time together. And he pretty much never left. For me, I do have severe ADHD, if you can't tell already by the way that my brain goes in 25 different directions all at once. But I do have ADHD, and that can sometimes look like borderline personality, meaning when somebody gives me attention and, like, a lot of it, that is my ideal, which can sometimes attract me to narcissists. Because if you know anything about a narcissist, they will love bomb you at the beginning of the relationship. They will give you everything. They will do everything for you. They will treat you like a queen, and they will make sure that you see them as this amazing, incredible human being. Okay. So the beginning of the relationship, it started off as me being extremely spoiled, like, holy hell, like, flowers every single week, chocolates, buying me whatever I wanted, you know, texting me. Like, there was, I think this is the one thing that got to me. So I have been in relationships where this person that I'm seeing will just disappear and, like, disappear for days. So I don't know if you've ever been in a relationship like that where all of a sudden everything's great, everything's good, and then they just disappear on you, and they're usually cheating. And so I had expressed to him that I've been in experiences like that. So the most important thing to me is that I can, like, always reach you. Like, if I'm texting you and you're not responding, it gives me anxiety. So he made sure that if I texted him, he was going to text me within 5 minutes. There was not one text message or one call that I made to him that he did not reach back out within 5 minutes throughout the entire relationship. I pretty much handed him a guide of how to manipulate me into a relationship. And he said, okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll do that. And you will be mine. And that's exactly what happened. I rushed into a relationship. He moved in with me pretty much, like, immediately, and which was fine because I was going through a split with me and a roommate. And so I was, like, not really interested in living alone. I've done that before. I didn't really like it. So I was excited to have somebody move in. And we kind of fought, like, pretty much throughout the entire relationship. Like, I always felt like it was me, like, I was the problem. I always felt like I was the one that was making the fights into bigger than they needed to be. But that's also another thing that narcissists are really good at, is making you feel like you are the problem. An example of a reason that we fought, we went grocery shopping and we came home, we're having such a good time, we're watching a movie, and all of it, literally out of nowhere, he just looks at me and he goes, "So who is that guy at the grocery store that you were looking at?" And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, "The guy that worked at the grocery store, I saw the way you looked at him, who is he?" I'm like, first of all, we're in Aurora now, like, we were staying at his mom's house for the weekend, like house sitting, whatever. I don't know anybody from Aurora. I didn't even know anybody from Westmont, which is the town that I was living in before him and I got together. There's no, it's laughable. There is nobody at the grocery store that I knew or had any, you know what I mean? Logically, he's being ridiculous, but he's so emotional, so upset about this situation that I'm like, oh my, like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to, you know what I mean? I didn't look at him to, like, I'm sorry. I'm going to get, like, a little bit flustered while talking about these things, just because it is, like, it's so ridiculous and honestly fucking traumatizing to be with a narcissist. If you haven't understood yet, he's an absolute fucking narcissist. Okay. He would just start stupid fights like that. Another example of an extremely stupid fight was, on my birthday, he took me and my two best friends to Wisconsin Dells. If you don't live in the Midwest, you probably don't know what that is. It's basically like a really big water park where, like, you and, I don't know, there's like, there's drinking, there's some bars. It's mostly for kids, but, like, for me, I love it because I am a big kid. So it's like, yes, a kid's water, it's not a kid's water park, a family water park, but with alcohol. Sign me up. I know I'm trashy. Don't judge me. So everything's, like, kind of going fine. I guess he just decided that I wasn't giving him enough attention. And while all four of us are on a slide, there's, like, the four people tubes, we're going down a slide, all of a sudden we get off the slide and he's upset with me. And I'm like, why are we upset here, sir? Like, what is the issue, my guy? And he tells me that while I was on the slide with all of my friends, that I admitted out loud, I said out loud, I fucked your friend. He told me. He had been so deep in my mind, fucking me so hard mentally, that I'm like, did I even say that? You know what I mean? Like, I'm second guessing myself. He tells me that I admitted to cheating on him while we're going down this slide. Delusion. Complete fucking delusion. And at that time, I'd had a little bit more confidence in myself and I was like, we're done here. This relationship is over. Like, this is insanity. Like, anytime something is going well, he'll make something up as if I cheated on him and start a fight. That was the relationship, okay? But don't worry, guys. He made it up by buying me everything I needed and stepping in and being the best fucking boyfriend. So he would create a problem and then save me from that problem. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was constantly that. That was the relationship. And you might be thinking, like, why the fuck would you stay in a situation like that? But it is because, like I said, he had me so mind fucked that I fully thought that it was me, that I was the problem, that I was the one that was creating all these arguments. Like, if I look back, I still see, like, the memory of me being the one that's so upset. But it's because narcissists will twist everything and make you, it's called reactive abuse. They will push and push and push until you scream and then say, why are you screaming? Pretty much in simple terms. So that's what I dealt with for 2 years, not to mention, no, I won't go there. There's just some other things that I had experienced in that relationship that I should not have given excuses for, but I did. And up until one day he admitted to me that the same things that he had been doing to me, he also had done to his ex-girlfriend and the girlfriend before that. And this is a pattern for him. He pretty much just said, yep, this is how I am. And it all clicked. And I was like, you're a fucking psycho. And I'm dumb as shit. Okay. So that's where we're at here. So, I planned a vacation to go to my mom's house. I wanted to clear my head. Our plans were to have me go away and see if, you know, just like focus on myself for a little bit, come back, and we would go to couples counseling, couples therapy, whatever. thankfully, he started a fight with me before I left. I don't know what his intentions were. I don't know the mind games that he was playing. Everything was always a fucking mind game. But he started a fight with me before I left and basically told me, oh, I remember what it was. I was telling him, when I come back, I want to do more things. Because a big thing in the relationship was that every time I was going to go out with my friends or anytime that I was out with my friends, he would start a fight with me. That is another thing that narcissists do. They do not want you to enjoy your life unless your life revolves around them. So it got to the point where I wasn't even leaving the house anymore. I was basically trapped in the house. But then he would complain and say, oh, you never leave. Why don't you ever go out? I don't know, maybe because the second that I put a fucking sock on before I put my shoes on, you're already up my fucking ass starting a fight with me. And I'm trying to avoid anything. I'm walking on fucking eggshells every single fucking day. Maybe that's why I don't leave the house. Maybe because I'm absolutely mind fucked by you, sir. Sir Tyler. So anyway, before I left to go, I literally have my bags packed. I'm about to go get on a plane. He's about to drive me to the airport. And I tell him, you know what? When I get back, this relationship is going to be different. We are going to go out. We are going to enjoy going out together, okay? Because he had no problem going out. He was always going out. Like, he was always doing his thing. I am not, like, a protective, or I'm not, like, a jealous. Like, enjoy your time, sir. Please go enjoy your time. That's the type of girlfriend I am. So I'm like, okay, but I'm gonna have a life too when I get back, basically, is what I said. You know what this man told me? He said, well, honestly, I don't really like you that much. And if I could go out with my friends more, as if he needed to go out with his friends more, if I could go out with my friends more, then maybe I would like you a little bit more. Maybe I would like you more if I was able to have me time. And in my head, in that moment, I said, I will never come back here ever a fucking again. Thank you for saying that, because all I needed to hear was some type of disgust out of his mouth to where I know it's not me. You go out all the fucking time. And if you need to go out more in order for me to enjoy my life, this is not a thing anymore. This is 110% over. So I was like, yeah, I'm not coming back here. So I was like, okay, sounds good. Love that for us. He drove me to the airport. We didn't speak at all. Didn't say one word to each other the whole ride. I get on that plane and I just felt freedom touch my soul. I was so happy to just be, I mean, like, it was like I had taken a breath for the first time. I gave myself 36 hours. I spoke to my friends and they said, just give it some time. Think about it before you go ahead and make a decision. And I attempted that. And 24 hours later, I told him, this is done. He told me that I was not allowed to come back into the house that my name was on. I said, good, I won't fucking be there ever a fucking again. And that was the end of that. And I have never felt more peace in my heart since then. I've been able to grow. And within a week of being in Georgia, I got a call asking if I wanted to be a part of a team that would be an amazing opportunity for me, which is the production thing that I was talking about earlier that I can't really talk about. Oh my God, it's so annoying. I'm so sorry. But I say all that to say, sometimes the thing that you are holding on to that you think you need to attach yourself to is the only thing holding you down. The second that I dropped that, like, I was, listen, this man was banking on me becoming successful. He said it all the time. Let me tell you another thing. Everybody knows, everybody that's on TikTok knows that follower counts are so much higher on TikTok than they are on any other app. Meaning, like, 250,000 followers on TikTok is equivalent to, like, 2,000 followers on Instagram. You know what I mean? He's telling me that I've changed since becoming famous. Sir, nobody... Again, laughable. Nobody is famous. It was just another thing that he wanted to bring me down about. The attention wasn't on him. He started to see me succeed, so he, of course, had to put a fucking rock in it and say, nope, we're done, you know? I don't know if that's a thing. Put a wrench in it? Put a rock in it? I don't know what it is, but he tried it. He fucking tried it. But I am a free woman, okay? You hear me? I'm a free fucking woman. And I am going to have a hot girl summer if it's the last fucking thing that I do. I'm going to enjoy myself. I am enjoying myself. I am dabbling my toes in other ponds. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm having a good time. I am enjoying myself. I'm about to go to New York in August, and I'm having a good fucking time. I am not attaching myself to any fucking man, nor will I ever again. That's a lie. I probably will. I'll be stupid again one day, and I'll be like, oh, I love him, and he'll probably be a narcissist. Because that is always where it ends up. It is ridiculous. I was actually watching The Bachelorette, and the man that I was so fucking attracted to, of course, turns out to be a narcissist. That is so, and that's just so typically me, right? That was a Britney song that I just ruined. And free fucking Britney. I'm sorry that I have 25 tabs open in my brain right now, but just try and keep up with me. I do want to say, if you are not aware of what Britney Spears has gone through for the last 13 years, she has been under a conservatorship of her dad, Jamie Spears. Her father basically gave her a med switch, which caused her to go insane. It made her feel drunk. It made her look drunk. There are tapes that you can listen to of her open hearing, which I'm so grateful she was allowed to have, because even her own lawyer was against her in trying to keep her quiet. But we've heard her. We hear you, Britney. We love you. It's free Britney until it's backwards. And that's actually not a joke. I hope that everybody is aware of what has gone on, and I hope that she finds her freedom soon, because as a fellow Sagittarius, there's nothing we appreciate more than our own freedom. And that was a lot that I just went over, but I did want to just say that little piece about my girl Brit. But back to what I was saying about my relationship, I absolutely had to let it go for me to continue and grow. And I'm so grateful that somehow I was able to see the truth. And the type of person that I am is, once I am done, once that switch has been switched, there is no going back. Unfortunately for people that are in my life that hit that switch, you know what I mean? I've left many friendships before that I will never return to. And that is just how my life goes. I am constantly rewarded. Every time that I let go of something that, here, for starters, it takes me a lot to let go of someone. It does take a lot for that switch to be switched. But like I said, once it has been switched, there is no going back. I give people chance after 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 chance. And if you fuck that up, I'm sorry, girl, but, or guy, or Tyler. It's done here. We are done here. And I am just so grateful that I was able to see the light, and my parents, have so graciously let me live in their basement, and I am thriving over here. Although it's kind of fucking boring because I don't really have any friends. So I will be moving to Texas. I don't know if you guys have heard me talk about that, but, Texas is my next move. I have friends there that I'm going to go have a good time with, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my 20s without attaching myself to a man what so fucking ever. And this all leads me into our affirmation of the week, which is, when you let go, you create space for something better. When you let go, you create space for something better. Are you attaching yourself to an ex that you hope might come back? I promise you, the second that you just let it the fuck go, somebody better or something better, some opportunity, it's not always a person, sometimes it's like a job opportunity, like specifically for me, something better will replace that negative bullshit that you've been so tightly grasping onto. Do you know the analogy of like the dime in the jar? Basically, there is a mason jar with a dime at the bottom. Let's go up. Let's do a little bit more than a dime. There is a mason jar with a $100 bill at the bottom. When you reach your hand in there to grab that $100 bill and you pull back out, while you're gripping onto that money, you can't pull your hand out. You're stuck because you're holding on to that $100 bill. You think that that is going to, you need it, you want it, you grab it. You're trying to pull out. You're now stuck in a jar. Okay? This is not stuck porn. Sorry, that was too that was too much. But you're stuck in this jar. The only way to get your hand out of the jar and be free from this jar is to let go of that $100 bill. Sometimes what you think is best for you is not best for you. You know, like, how are you going to live your life with a jar on your hand? You can't. You could probably make more money with two free hands rather than one jar hand and one regular hand. See, sometimes I just go too far with it. But do you understand the analogy? I hope you do. It's best to just let go. And our affirmation is, when you let go, you create space for something better. And you are deserving of the best. I will be the first one to tell you, the second one to tell you, the third, the fourth, the fifth. You are deserving of the absolute fucking best. Okay? Do you hear me? Let go of that $100 bill, remove your hand, be free, and fucking, you could make more than $100. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need that. You don't need that. You think you do. You think you do. It's right in front of your face, so you think you do. You think it's an easy grab, but it's really the thing that is holding you down. It's the thing that is keeping you stuck. Okay? Let it go. Better is coming. Oh my God, do you know what else I've been doing while I've been gone on my little hiatus? I started fucking working out. And I mean like actually working out, not like going on a walk and saying, yay, I did it. No, like I have been intensely sweating my fucking ass off every single day. There was a couple days that I didn't work out. Like honestly, like, okay, so last Wednesday, I started my little journey. And then Thursday I went and got drunk with a guy in Atlanta and had a good time and did all that. But then I came back and I continued on my fitness journey. Right now, well, as of my first weigh-in, I'm down 7 pounds, which is super exciting. What I've been using is, thanks to one of my followers, I absolutely fucking love you. I've been using this app. It's called Blogilates. Body by Blogilates? I don't know. Just go into your app store and type in Blogilates. And it is intense. I'm not going to lie. These workouts are pretty fucking extreme. I've been doing this challenge called the Hot Girl Challenge. And I feel fucking amazing. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I do know how to explain it. I'm going to explain it. I'm only a week into it, so the physical changes aren't really there yet. Like, 7 pounds is a lot, but, like, every time I've ever started working out, I lose, like, 6 to 9 pounds that first week. It's a lot of water weight, I'm assuming, maybe, like, excess waste. I don't know. I don't know how the body works too well, but I do know that I am an isolator. That is something that I do when my mental health starts to decline, or it might be the reason why my mental health declines, is because I isolate. I sit in my room and I do nothing. Like, I have a bad habit of waiting for the day to end. It's probably because of the way that I grew up. I grew up in a pretty toxic environment and I would just wait for the next day to come. That sounds really sad, but that is the truth. Like, I would just wait and wait and wait, and like I would just wait my life away. And so when my mental health starts to decline, I get into that habit of just waiting for the next day and waiting for the next day and wait and wasting time, honestly. But through working out, I've been like leaving my room and like enjoying time with my parents and you know, enjoying meeting new people. I've been going out. I've been, you know, like I'm doing better. My mental health, girl, it's doing great. It's doing fucking great. And so I 1000% recommend you get on some type of health journey if your mental health is struggling. It is about committing to yourself. It's not about, oh, a quick fix and a life hack that's gonna all of a sudden make you like working out. Do I like working out? No. Do I do it anyway? Yes. When I'm working out, am I so fucking excited? No. When I'm done, am I proud of myself? Yes. I mean, I used to work out with a personal trainer, and I still never was like, I love this. I hated it every fucking time, but I did it anyway. And it's like committing to yourself. I saw somebody on TikTok talk about like, do you like going to work? No, but you have to do it, so you do it. That's how you need to think about working out. You have to do it, so you better fucking do it. Whether you choose to do the Blogilates with me or you have something else that keeps you active, move. Move your body. Literally, you need to get out there. You need to take care of yourself. Another app that I use is MyFitnessPal. I am gratefully in a place where I suffered from many, 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 many moons ago, an eating disorder that developed when I was 11 years old and pretty much lasted up until, I would say, the last couple years. I finally have been able to free myself from any type of binging, restricting, anything like that. And counting calories is no longer a trigger for me. So I am counting my fucking calories. Not necessarily my calories. Basically what MyFitnessPal is you like scan the barcode of the food that you're eating or type it in or search it or whatever. And it tells you the nutrition and it says, okay, hey, you've eaten too much carbs. You've eaten, you know, you need a little bit more protein, yada, yada, yada. And it's been so helpful. It gives me something to commit to. Like, I'm absolutely devoted to tracking my food and being mindful and taking care of myself. And it shows in the results. I've lost 7 pounds. Like I said, can you tell that I'm super proud of myself? Because I fucking am. Losing 7 pounds in a healthy way for me is just, like, incredible. This is the lightest I've been since my surgery. Because when I went in to get my BBL, if you didn't know, I got a BBL, which is a Brazilian butt lift, where they take the fat from your stomach, your sides, your whatever, and they put it in your ass. I will get into that in a different episode. I am pro plastic surgery, but I'm also pro understanding the risks, which is something that I've been talking about a lot on TikTok, and I'm getting off on a tangent. Okay, but anyway, I am the lightest that I've been since way before getting surgery, which I am very proud of myself. When I went into surgery, I was 184. When I left surgery, I was still 184 because they just moved the fat. They didn't remove any. So, super proud of myself. I'll keep you guys updated on my journey. If you want to follow me on Instagram at Helly's Angel, I talk about it all the time. And yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing. And that's what I'm devoted to. And I am a new me. I'm a new fucking me. And I'm so proud of myself, you guys. Like, I am patting myself in the back. Think about something that you are proud of yourself for and say it to yourself. Say, listen, bitch, you've been doing really fucking, you haven't texted your ex in 3 months. That is something that I am so fucking proud of you for. Okay? So be proud of yourself. Give yourself kudos, give yourself a pat on the back, and keep fucking killing it, because I'm sure you're doing great. I'm sure you're doing great. Also, side note, I should have mentioned this earlier, but a big reason why I'm back and I'm able to talk about so openly about my relationship, well, my ex relationship, is pretty much because he's in jail. And that's a story for another day. But the man's in jail. Don't know when he's getting out. Don't really care. Is that rude? Well, I don't really care. And yeah, I wish everybody the best, including him and his psycho ass mom. I hope she doesn't hear this, but y'all have given me hell for long enough, and now I'm giving it. I am giving hell. Wasn't that cute? That was kind of fucking cute. That was funny. I don't know. Anyway, if I haven't annoyed you too much by now, I'm probably about to cross the line. So I'm going to get out of here and I will talk to you guys next Monday. It was so nice talking to you guys again. Literally, thank you so much for showing up and showing out and being the baddest fucking bitch that you are. I will be back next Monday. Please, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give you any type of abandonment issues. The show's back on. We're getting it done. Okay. So I love you. With all that being said, you're absolutely amazing. You're deserving of the best, and I'll see ya.